bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Before I dive in, let me check the talking text. Let me check the talking text line, because I've been getting beat up. Fonz said, I look out for my kids first, and then next to them, my nieces and nephews. I got a lot. I got 10 siblings, and every one of the besides got one kid. Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot. Plus yours? Ooh, Lord. Ooh, Lord. Young Money says, sometimes you got to talk to the older gen and tell them what they were told to believe is wrong. Like what? Like what? Tell me what I believe is wrong. Here's the problem with that. You have an untested idea or belief about something that other people who are older, it's tried, true, tested, and worked for them. That means it would actually work for you. The problem is you think you know more than somebody who's older than you and has the historical knowledge and the depth and the experience. So then when you think you're right and then you fail, you give up and you expect us to pay for it? Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Bought and paid for. By who? If anything, I bought and paid for myself. I worked hard myself. Did things that became successful myself. Had help along the way? Absolutely. Mentors? Absolutely. But in the end, what's happening is that you are not that what worked for them and think they works for you. What are you talking about? What are you even talking about? Anyway, you're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris.
Number 5.
Well, Viola Fletcher. Anybody know who Viola Fletcher is? She is the oldest survivor of the 2021 Tulsa race riots, which claimed the lives of over 300 people and seared an ugly memory for generations of Black Oklahomans and Black America. Well, she's passed away at the age 111. Tulsa Mayor Monroe Nichols confirmed Fletcher's passing, saying Fletcher endured more than anyone should. He said, today, our city mourns the loss of Mother Viola Fletcher, a survivor of one of the darkest chapters in our city's, and I would dare say, country's history. He wrote on Instagram, Mother Fletcher endured more than anyone should, yet spent her life lighting a path forward with purpose. Mother Fletcher carried 111 years of truth, resilience, and grace and as a reminder of how far we've come and how far we still must go. She never stopped advocating for justice for the survivors and descendants of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre, and I hope we all can carry forward her legacy with the courage and conviction she modeled every day of her life. So we want to say condolences to the family and the citizens of Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you don't know about the Tulsa race massacre and race riot, you might want to do some history. Oh, wait. Oh, wait a minute. You actually got to go to school for that. My bad.
Number four.
From sand.com, a copy of Superman number one. Now, you know I got some comic books at home when I've been going through them and cataloging them and doing all that stuff. Well, spent decades tucked away in a dusty attic has become the most expensive comic book ever, fetching $9.12 million at a Texas auction house.
Damn!
The surprise discovery was made by three brothers sorting through their late mother's San Francisco home hidden in a cardboard box beneath brittle newspapers and layers of dust. Sat a pristine first edition Superman comic from 1939, one of the rarest and most sought after issues in existence. I wonder what mama doing right now. Screaming, I cannot believe it. Okay. I'm sure she's happy. I'm sure she's very, very happy for her kids.
Number three.
From thegrio.com, President Donald Trump accused half a dozen Democratic lawmakers of sedition, punishable by death after the lawmakers, after all veterans of the armed forces and intelligence community called on U.S. military members to uphold the Constitution and defy illegal orders. This is a dumb statement by President Donald Trump because it is literally illegal to actually follow an illegal order. Like, you're actually told that when you're sworn in. You don't follow illegal orders. There was a 90-second video first posted early last Tuesday, Senator Alyssa Slotkin's X account. In it, six lawmakers, Slotkin, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Representatives Jason Crow, Chris DeLuzio, Maggie Goodlander, and Chrissy Houlihan, spoke directly to U.S. service members who Slotkin acknowledges are under enormous stress and pressure right now. Are they really? Well, the American people need you to stand up for our laws and our Constitution. So, personally, I think the Department of Defense and the DOJ are wrong in this instance. You got to stop going after people because you don't like what they said or what they did. Bottom line is, it doesn't matter what you think. I'm just saying. It really doesn't matter what you think. If you give an unlawful order, you should not have to follow it. Period. End of story. Full stop. Especially if it goes against the Uniform Code of Military Justice, I think. Interesting.
Number two.
From Fox6Now.com, an Oak Creek camera shop was swindled not once, but twice in a couple days. So the owners of Impulse said two men rented more than $34,000 worth of equipment and then ghosted them, but surveillance captured them inside the store. One man came in on November 13th and the other on November 17th, Travis Garski, who owns the store with his brother, said everything seemed legit. They were like, yeah, I have three photo shoots lined up this weekend. Garski said the men claimed to work for a legitimate photography company, showed identification, and their credit cards went through for the pay for the rental. The men rented four cameras, five lenses between the two of them. But when it came time to bring it back, they were gone. The phone number was disconnected. I couldn't charge the card anymore. And as I started to look into the person, all the information seemed to be fake. Garski said he also contacted the companies the man claimed to work for. They responded right back to us immediately saying, I'm sorry, this is not me. It's a big hit for the family business right now for the holidays. He said he hopes to get the equipment back, but more than anything, he wants to protect other stores. Hmm. I don't know what to say. I say you got to pay for it in full and you get your money back. And do you have insurance? I'm hoping they do. Well, one can only hope.
Number one.
This from TMJ4.com. Great news. The Milwaukee Common Council voted unanimously today to override Mayor Cavalier Johnson's veto of Amendment 95, restoring $8 million in new capital funding to replace the fire department's aging fleet. Last week, as you know, Johnson initially proposed $2 million for the fleet, then offered a $6 million compromise and wanted to get credit for it. Go out and get a loan and pay for it. Tuesday's override aims to correct long-term underinvestment in the fire department's equipment budget and to prevent future public safety failures, and reinstates the full amount adopted November 7th. That's according to a release from Alderman Peter Brigelis. So I want to say congratulations. They said public safety is not negotiable, and it cannot be funded on half measures or hope. Today, the Common Council refused to gamble with people's lives, said Alderman Peter Brigelis, author of Amendment 95. This city has spent years kicking the fire department's equipment needs down the road. That approach has put our firefighters and our residents one mechanical failure away from disaster. That ends today. So congratulations, City Council. I think you did an absolutely great job. And here's the kicker. I'll gladly pay extra. I'll gladly pay extra in my taxes. I don't know, $4, $5, $10. I pay $100. In order to make sure, to make absolutely sure, public safety is above all. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, when it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 6 years. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Security Mike, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What's going on? Thanks for hanging on. But before you do, I just want to remind people that it is 49 degrees outside. We're supposed to have some weather coming up over the next few days, so y'all might want to, you know, hunker down. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, the next 2 days is going to be nasty.
Yep.
But yeah, just listening to you tonight, man, I just had to call in and shock and applaud you. That's the first time you said something and not make excuses with Trump.
That's not true.
He can't,
He
can't push no. Well, it's the first time I've heard it, and I had to call because they can't. He can't shoot no orders out there that's illegal and expect the military guys to obey it.
Well, nobody can. Not even in the military.
And that's
they can
in writing,
do.
Right?
Right.
Right. And you just said it. It's in writing. And you can't do that. Trump want to do that, man. And so now he say death toward anybody that don't obey his orders, man.
You can't listen to his nonsense hyperbole. If you notice, nobody supported him. Nobody went, yeah, that's right. Like, nobody quoted no senator, no congressman, no people are like, what? Because all the people that voted for him, half of them are veterans. They was like,
Dr. Ken, this guy is losing it. Yeah, he's losing it.
Well, technically, watch this.
He's losing a lot.
Technically, he's not because he's still president. So
yeah, he's still president right now.
So,
but the midterms gonna show everything. So
we don't know that.
Hey, but man, these
time out. We don't know that because y'all said the same thing about him winning the presidency. So
that's true. That's true. So, I'm gonna admit it. But yep. I just kind of think where we headed right now. Everybody's saying the affordability thing, and we're on the wrong.
We're on the wrong track, then what are we doing and what are we asking for when we get back on the right track? Because we, as a black community, will vote in Democrats, never ask for anything. And our community, even in Milwaukee, is worse off today than it was before Trump ever got in office. So I don't get too flips about Trump. Don't care.
Right.
I'm just saying, what are we asking for? Well,
Every day we look around, it's violence, it's killing still.
Like in a city that's Democratic.
Hey, y'all call your boy and get them troops up here. Right.
Well, I don't know if I want all that.
Every day is something.
I don't know if I want all that.
Yeah, because then it starts trying to be like stop and frisk toward us and stuff. So, well, we just gonna see, man. But I just had to call Dr. King because I thought you was gonna make something toward him saying that. So I appreciate you.
Thank you much. But you remember when I said wrong is wrong and right is right. If I agree, I agree. If I don't, I don't. I've called out everybody. So I don't know what your point is. Let me see if I can squeeze Millicent in. What you got, Millicent? How are you? And happy Thanksgiving.
I just want to step. Happy holidays to everybody. I just wanted to say this. Has anyone thought about the fact that maybe the American experiment is over and it's just time for America to go away? How about if they start bombing us like they do Ukraine?
We bomb them back.
You think we could survive that?
Yes.
No.
You can't negate it by saying no. You asked me a question.
No, what I'm saying, though, is we might bomb them back, but the people in America are so soft that we wouldn't be able to survive that.
Yeah,
I don't think Americans, if a bomb went off right now in Chicago, just blew a whole bunch of stuff up, I believe people in Milwaukee would be scared and start killing themselves.
I think we handled 9/11 just fine. There were some drama
9/11,
going on.
That was a different thing.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. 9/11.
You don't have any faith in humans, do you? Do you have any faith in human beings?
No.
Or faith?
I have faith, but I also know that it's time for this American experiment to be over.
So then why don't you just leave and go somewhere else?
No, I don't need to leave.
Well, no, you said it's over.
I just want to know that this is... It's over. I want it to be over. I want the American experiment to be over.
But what you going to replace it with? What are you going to replace it with?
No, I'm saying, Dr. Ken, it'll be over.
Then what
no
are you going to replace it with?
We might be taken over by a third world country.
Oh, my God, that's not going
to Wouldn't that be nice?
Stop. No, it wouldn't.
Why not?
What you going to do?
That would be nice.
What are you going to do?
There'll be no radio stations to call.
There'll be nobody.
I know, but you know what? You got to be careful when you call them now because people block you if you don't say what they agree with.
I don't do that.
But I am speaking to somebody. But they do. So if we just let the American experiment go, let's start all over. Let's do something different. Let it go. And then let's see if we can do better the next time.
All right. That's what I got to put up with. Lord have mercy. Get rid of it. Throw it out. Get rid of everybody. Throw the bums out. I ain't throwing myself out of America. Land of the free, home of the brave. About 40%. Some of us are still working on it. I wanted to say thank you for hanging with me this abbreviated edition of Truth in the Afternoon. It's been great hanging out. Poll results say what? You got them?
Yeah, 71% of people say that a family of four should be able to live off of $140,000 a year. And then 29% say it's not enough.
All right. Well, there you have it. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. UW Panthers basketball is up next. Make sure you hang out for Scott Juarez right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate you. God bless. Take care. Deuces. I'm out.
Be quiet.